Do you like Doctor Who? Are you a fan?
Nope.
I thought you would like the Daleks.
Nope.
No. Nope.
I like the Daleks. I like K-9.
Do you? See, you do like Doctor Who.
I used to have K-9 as a child. I don't like Doctor Who.
Doctor Who used to scare
me. Absolute nonsense. But I like the Daleks. Is it Daleks or Daleks?
I don't know. It depends on Daleks. Where you're from.
I said, like, you know, Philum, Daleks, Marshmallows. I get all those words wrong.
You do. What show me?
That man that was just in this studio a matter of moments ago, Ian Paisley Jr.
What about him?
Well, he was in here looking at me, right?
Face to face.
Face to face.
You don't like that.
Look what's in his column in the Sun.
Let me see, I can't
see. He's lucky he's out of the building.
What does it say?
Well, I'm just reading it now. He's written in his column, on Sunday, the well-insulated BBC presenter, Stephen Nolan, tweeted he'd forgotten to order heat and oil. He then has a go at, oh dear, help him, I heard no one cry, he writes.
He's got a point.
No, listen to this. He'll soon be able to order oil and get his fat little fingers out from under the duvet.
Yeah, are you going to disagree with any of those points?
This is outrageous.
Are you well insulated? Did you run out of oil?
Fat little fingers.
Have you
fingers?
Got chubby little digits? You
what?
Do. Look at it, it's like a bunch of bananas.
I haven't said a word about Paisley's big nose, have I? But him coming in here with his big nose and he's calling me his fat wee fingers.
Chubby digits.
I'm going to ban him from life.
You're going to what?
Let me just look at this again.
Have you just read this there
this
now?
This is Paisley Jr. writing in his column, for God order heat and oil. Oh dear, help him, I heard one cry. Well-insulated BBC presenter. Mm-hmm. Fat little fingers.
I can't disagree with any of that. Neither can you. Anyway, is it Friday yet?
No, I'm a celebrity. Have you been watching it? Oh, he's away. Earlier in the week, have you been watching it?
What? You not watching it?
No.
I thought you'd like that.
I love it. I've watched the car. I can't get in at night to watch it. Bush Tucker, this link talks about Bush Tucker trials, all that kind of stuff, so you know what's happening. Oh, apparently somebody's been eating turkey testicles. Hasn't been you, has it? And camel's toes. Then last night, what was Joey Essex, reality TV star, on about? I can't blow my nose, he said. I've got to say, I like Joey. I really do. I think he's very good. Paul Martin, Lada Sharma with us this morning.
Morning,
Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lada.
Good morning. I'm just boiling my spuds.
Paul, are you up?
I'm up and all, yes.
No, not you. Paul, are you up?
Yes, I'm up. Of course I am.
He's a daddy now.
Sounds like he's in bed.
It doesn't sound like I'm in bed. I'm up. I've been up for hours writing showbiz exclusives. Sure you know that.
Lada, what do you think? Do you think Joey's putting this on and I'm a celebrity?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. No, actually, I mean, I don't actually know Joey. I don't watch... I'm a celebrity. I only watched it because I thought, you know, obviously I'm going to do this today and I need to have a look and see what this is all about. And I have no interest in the likes of Joey. I like Rebecca Adlington and love all those other characters. But to me, the best part of this programme is actually Ant and Dec.
Now, they're brilliant.
They're amazing.
But you're not a fan of the show then, Lada?
No, just what you mentioned earlier on, that lovely alliteration you gave us.
Yes.
With that, you see, I love turkey and I would eat turkey, you know, turkey leg and, you know, turkey breast, but no interest in the turkey tea.
Why do you not like the show?
Because I can't, it makes me want to vomit. And I believe after that particular one was aired, the one where the turkey teas and the other things were consumed, that people had actually been vomiting, according to Ant and Dec yesterday. And I just thought, why would you want to watch a programme that makes you vomit?
Well, half the country's watching. It's getting absolute massive viewing figures, Paul.
I know. It's just not my thing.
Paul?
Yes. I think it's amazing. I think it's been the best series so far. I think Joey is definitely the thickest contestant we've ever seen in the history of the
show. Oh, he's not. I like him.
No, but he is thick. That's why you like him, Stephen. You like him because you feel sorry for him.
I think he's putting it on.
No, he's not. I'll tell you something now, actually. And I would have been in that camp a couple of years back, but having met the guy on numerous occasions, I'm here to testify. He is definitely not putting it on. He really is that thick.
Well, isn't that embarrassing?
And what is it? What is it about the public that, you know, we always sympathise with the thick, uneducated idiots? Whether it's in a X Factor show, whether it's I'm a Celebrity, we always go for the uneducated people. Why can't we hold up somebody who's educated and classy and has a bit of brains as our role model?
Well, each one of them, surely, in the jungle has their own talent, don't they?
Well, I'm trying to work out what his talent is yet, because certainly in a couple of years of knowing him and watching him on reality TV, he hasn't really shown many. But what I will say is this, Matthew Wright has redeemed himself. Now, Matthew Wright, a former colleague of mine and a former colleague of Stephen's, I'm sure you'll remember Stephen.
Yes.
Has done very well, and he was put in the Bush Tucker trial for the first two nights. And I think the public have really warmed to him now. They've seen a fragility about him, which you don't normally see about showbiz journalists like me and him. So I think he's done very well, and I think he could be an unlikely contender in this show.
Yeah, I think he's actually on his way to win because he has come out and been so real. I mean, I actually think when he does his panel show, he's fabulous, and he is very real. And once he came out here, all his colleagues on The Right Show actually called him camp. And I think he does have that lovely little camp
side. The problem is, you see, and I can relate to this, the problem is he's been doing showbiz journalism for years before he ever did TV, at the very same time as I did. And you have to be kind of camp in that kind of business. But you're right. I mean, he puts on, all journalists have to put on a very tough exterior. Steve is always saying, I have no feelings and no soul. But actually, we do. And I think it has been refreshing to see, as you said, him kind of unmasked and letting his...
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually find him quite attractive.
You are. Real men, real camp men are attractive.
They are. He really has come to, you know, a point where I'm looking, I'm thinking, actually, Matthew, you're quite
well,
okay.
You see, if Steve, now there's something here for you, Stephen, in this whole thing, because a lot of people say that you're ruthless and noisy and brash and loud. But if Stephen camped it up a little bit, I think he would get more of the public feeling that they can relate to him and feel sympathy for him instead of people like Ian Paisley writing mean things now. Stephen, you need to come a little bit more camp, mate.
Are you there?
I'm listening to you two. Bored out of my skull about who you fancy and who you don't fancy.
Oh, come on.
Just for the record, I don't fancy Matthew Wright, but I do think that he's coming across very well. And I think he's overplaying the camp thing. I think he's using the camp card, so to speak, to try and win votes, but he's doing it very well.
I actually think he is. Actually, he's always had that little bit of, what do you call that guy that's Carry On movies?
Oh yeah, matron. He's doing a little bit of that. But I think we've also forgotten to mention the really good bit, Stephen, of the entire series so far, which is Joey Essex not being able to tell the time. I mean, that's the kind of level of a...
But you don't admit to things like that. Does he not realise that you don't actually admit?
So he just doesn't have that inner kind of voice.
So I missed that. How could he not tell the time? What happened?
Well, he was sitting in the jungle, and I forget the girl's name, the kind of real Cockney girl, goes, something about making a clock out of jungle twigs and all this. And he goes, well, I can't tell the time. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, I've never learned to tell the time. He goes, I could do it on when it's the numbers on a digital watch, but I can't actually tell anything other than that. I spent an hour teaching him the time. This is a fully grown man who may be getting, by the way, hundreds of thousands of votes every night.
He's not a fully grown man.
And he's pulling in lots of money and getting hundreds of thousands of votes.
Yeah. No, that's great, but he's not a fully grown man.
This is one of the most successful television programmes on British TV at the moment.
It's a fantastic
This is absolutely
formula.
Huge. It's blowing everything out of the water. You're talking about, you know, massive audiences for this program, bigger than the X Factor. Absolutely huge.
You know what it is, Stephen? It's because we're seeing celebrities really challenged and kind of unmasked, like we touched on earlier with Matthew Wright. And if you like to see celebrities suffering, and there's not much X Factor suffering goes on anymore because that's also on PC. Strictly very glitzy and glam, and that ticks that box. But this is a real proper show where we see celebrities suffer, and you're not going to get many shows where you can see Joey Essex and Matthew Wright eating ostrich penis for a prize. That's just not going to happen
For the hundreds of thousands of pounds that they're getting, you know, you can't imagine.
Did you just put a camera on this show for a couple of days?
Well, I've heard that. I didn't want to go into that, Stephen, but I've heard that, yeah.
What about you, Stephen? Would you do it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You
could win. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You'd be, like, off the stratosphere.
Listen, I'm a wuss for all that kind of stuff.
Well, at least you admit it. I'm a wuss too.
I really am. I had a mouse in Fantasy Island, and I had to send Vinny and Gareth down to take it out of the kitchen cupboard. It was dead, and I couldn't lift it.
You're a wuss. Here, but would you, if you were into that jungle, we would all pay, we'd vote.
We'd vote for you all the time.
But would you chow down on some kangaroo penis and, what was the thing, camel toe? Would you? It was only a small bit of that you had to eat, but would you do it? And there was testicles and brains and all sorts. Could you imagine the TV, though? We'd be glued into that.
Can I just tell you, young Vincent?
Yes, you could be the next Kerry Katona if you play your cards right.
Here's a headline for you. If there was a couple of hundred grand, I'd eat penis, testicles, brains, the grass,
camel hoof,
muck.
Muck.
You would. Anything for the right price.
Trees.
Nolan.
Bark.
You have no hair. Standard. It's great to see Steve Davis on. And
he's boring.
Oh, come on.
Bore. Absolute bore.
He's not. Give them a chance. That's sure. The show only started, what, last week?
That's true. But here, Lana, the important thing is there's a particular thing that they do when they go into the jungle, which is they all go for a dip in the pool under the waterfall.
No,
and they usually
that.
Show people in their bikinis or their
ripped
bodies.
Can you imagine me?
And it's a bit slow motion. They play special music.
I'd be like something like Little Britain.
Well, did you not hear Rebecca Adlington yesterday as Joey and Amy, who's the Miss Universe, who's absolutely stunning, by the way. I mean, amazing skin and just gorgeous.
Oh.
And the two of them were, she was giving him a little massage after his escapade.
This is like in here.
I don't know.
And Rebecca turned around and said, I feel like I'm watching porn with my parents, which was hilarious.
It's a bit odd.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, look, I would like to say that the phones are ringing off the hook about this, but absolutely nobody's interested.
No,
that's not true.
Oh,
nobody.
No.
I'm being told behind the scenes they are ringing. Oh, let's go to call one then. Oh, look, there's nobody there. Okay. thank you very much, Paul. Thank you, Lada. Morning to you both. Thank you, young Vincent.
That's all right.
See if you can get me a couple of hundred grand, please, to go on that show.
I reckon I could get you on that show, but I'm not sure they'd pay you the top. I think Joey Essex was getting 25 grand or something.
Here's Ronnie. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Are you watching that show?
I have to admit, we actually stopped work for the hour that it's on.
Yeah, it's just brilliant, isn't it? Do you know why? Because it's good fun. There's too much TV now that's really, really, you know, there's a lot of TV, good TV that's serious, but there's room in TV for fun now. Fun. And it's fun with a capital F.
The other thing, too, is this year they've got good people. The other years they've had some people who've been really, really grim on it. And it's really been like a sadistic pleasure to get them to do the test.
I wonder, should we seriously, Ronnie, go with me for 1 second. Play that jungle music a wee second, right? Now, Ronnie, I want you to imagine this, because maybe I could use my very slight influence in the BBC, which is basically nothing.
Minor influence.
Anything I want, guess what? I don't get it.
Proper order.
All right. But are you ready, Ronnie? I want you to imagine that we could create a version like that here in Northern Ireland. Now, who would you want on it? Can you imagine Mark Carruthers in that jungle?
Julian Simmons?
With his wee kind of... Can you imagine Mark and his wee kind of trunks under the waterfall?
Would you go into it?
Who else? Either of his wee briefcase.
Right, leave Mark alone now.
What about Hugo? Oh, you'd need Hugo in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think Hugo would be good. Noel Thompson?
Hugo would bury his money
Crawley
under the tree.
Crawley wouldn't go into it. No, Crawley wouldn't do that.
Hugo would have all the cash under the tree, Crawley.
Would you go into it? Answer the question.
Imagine being stuck in a jungle with Crawley. I would rather eat a rat.
Dr. Crawley?
I'd rather sleep beside a rat.